Great. So thanks, everyone. So welcome to our talk, Can't Fork a Semiconductor? Hold my beer. We didn't bring beer because we drank it. We're really sorry. It's kind of what we do at Open Hardware. But just for some introductions, I'm Charlie Mann. So I lead communications and dissemination for the European Tristan Project, which is all about getting RISC-V out of the lab and into industry. And I also get to lead technical content at the Open Hardware Foundation.
Yeah. So yes, my name is Cairo Kaplan. I am a verification engineer at the Open Hardware Foundation, and also work on managing European projects under the Open Hardware Foundation framework.
Thank you. And just a quick overview of what we'll take you through today on today's testing menu. Why we need a revolution in European silicon. Which we really do. The master recipe, a little bit about our Tristan project, and also about the unified RISC-V IP access platform, which will henceforth be referred to as the UAP, because it's a mouthful, and a little bit about how we built it, what it's for, the quality control that's behind it, and also the tasting room. So you get to see a couple of the cool RISC-V projects that have already been donated. Just a few disclaimers. Everything we're going to show you is licensed under the open source Eclipse license. It is a work in progress, so please don't expect this to be perfect, but we hope by the end you'll be interested enough that you'd also like to contribute and maybe donate some of the RISC-V IP you're working on. And a lot of what we are doing this for is supporting European technical sovereignty underneath the CHIPS Act. You've probably heard so much about this in recent months, that we need more European sovereignty. This is our way of contributing towards that, to making RISC-V a reality in Europe. And just a little bit of context too, don't worry, we'll get to the fun stuff soon. All the work that we're talking about today was developed and funded under the CHIPS JU project Tristan. Our sister or wife project, depending on how you look at it, is Isolde. So they do the software side of things. They've also joined, which is fantastic. Scale for Edge, Rebecca, and Rigoletto, also projects researching RISC-V applications in Europe. Thought we were so great, they joined too, which is fantastic. So you can now find IP from every single one of these projects in the UAP. And on to the fun stuff. So yeah, I apologize for my ChatGPT graphics. I'm not a designer. But what we're here to talk about today is, an issue that's very close to my heart is, why is it so damn hard for us hardware folks to find any verified RISC-V components that are fully open sourced? On the side, we've got our software counterparts, and they just get to tap up the free bar whenever they want to, because they can just fork their projects straight from GitHub. And it's great, they're contributing back. It's a nice cycle, but it's not fair. We get stuck in a long queue for expensive beer. We don't know how it's been brewed. We don't know what's in it. We don't know if it's going to go with the other beer that we've already got. And quite frankly, why should we have to queue for expensive beer? Now, I'm sure we're talking to the choir here. It is very possible to find your recipes for free open source beer online. It is going to be difficult, though, because, quite frankly, we have a silo problem in Europe when it comes to RISC-V IP. We've got world-class projects, absolutely top of the range. They're freaking hard to find, though. The repositories are isolated. The servers are, really, really specific. We've got non-standardized metadata. We've got no long-term maintenance. And this is a real issue with European research projects. We produce outstanding IP, and then we just walk away and leave it, and nothing happens. And we really want to change that. And of course, maybe you do find the ingredients, the IP that you need. It's going to be really frickin' expensive, though, and a lot of them are covered by NDAs. So let's just say that we have a very motivated benefactor. They've chucked us a couple of million, to brew up our beer silicon. You've got to test each individual ingredient and make sure it works together. None of that is going to be done for you. And after all of this hard work, what if it doesn't work in the end? What if you end up with nothing? And that's a genuine issue in hardware. And quite frankly, we're thirsty, and we don't believe that engineers should have to wait for beer. And us waiting for beer is a massive flipping problem for Europe. Like, there is a 700 billion global semiconductor market. We've captured 10% of that. That's nothing. We have some of the best IP in the world. We can do more. The ChipsJU project is trying to get us up to 20% by 2030. We're making great strides, but it's going to take us all contributing to make sure that we reach the goal that we want to reach. And this is one of the reasons we exist, the Open Hardware Foundation. We are the champions of beer brewing. We are an industry partnership with the Eclipse Foundation. We basically, we like to think we are the leader in industrial grade RISC-V cores. Everything that we produce is open source, it's permissively licensed, and it's production ready. And we are already used in projects across Europe for some very large names, including Talus and a bunch of others, which I can't tell you about, but I'm working on it. I won't stop too long on the cores that we have. We produce the Core 5 family. Everything that we have is either rated at TRL 4 or TRL 5, ready for adoption. If you want to talk to us or get your hands on any of this IP, come and see us afterwards or talk to us at the Eclipse booth. And again, we've mentioned the Tristan project. We've come to the Tristan project through Eclipse, because Eclipse is based here in Brussels. The Tristan project is a $50 million project to mature and industrialize European RISC-V. 46 partners, including Talus, who I've mentioned, ETH Zurich, NXP, some massive names in research and development of RISC-V components. And we like to think that we provide the brewery equipment so you can make your own RISC-V. Oh, and actually, just on a side note, if anyone is interested, this project is wrapping up in 6 months in the summer. We're going to be at the RISC-V Summit in Italy, and we are bringing all of our demonstrator models. So if you want to get a closer look at what we've produced, come talk to us. And with that, I'm going to hand over to my colleague Cairo to actually take you through the UAP.
Thank you for the introduction, Charlie. So yeah, I'll try to keep up with the presentation. So yeah, the master site. So we are Open Hardware. We are trying to build the infrastructure of European RISC-V collaboration. So this is why.